You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, the Heterogeneous System Architecture, or HSA Foundation, as it is called, has expanded its academic partnership program with the addition of Northeastern University as the first HSA Academic Center of Excellence. The HSA Foundation will be expanding the program by driving innovation in heterogeneous processing to help usher in the next evolution in computing. Here today to tell us more about the foundation, the overall benefit, and the new partnership is Dr. John Glosner, president of HSA. Welcome, Dr. Glosner, to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks. It's great to be here, and I'm happy to describe what the HSA Foundation is working on these days.
And we're certainly pleased that you took the time to be with us, and we're honored to get the message out on behalf of the HSA Foundation. So for starters, describe the foundation, if you would, and how it did get started.
So it got started about 4 years ago when a number of large companies were trying to solve a particularly hard problem. So companies like AMD, ARM, Imagination, MediaTek, Qualcomm, Samsung are founders of the foundation. The foundation itself is a nonprofit standards body where we provide a basically open architecture, royalty-free specifications, and in many cases, open source implementations of the tools and everything else that's required to implement those specifications.
And if you would, get into the overall benefits of joining the foundation and adopting the membership.
So what we noticed about 4 years ago was, you know, it's pretty hard right now just to program a typical computer. But in today's modern world, when you think about what's in your cell phone, you have many different types of processors and, you know, things for doing video, things for doing audio, for controlling the display, as well as what you typically would find, you know, in a kind of desktop personal computer. So we call this the kind of CPU plus era, meaning it's everything that used to be hard plus a whole lot more. And so the basic problem that we're trying to solve is when you add all of these different types of processors, how do you make it easy for developers to write programs that take advantage of all of those different types of processors that are in a system? And so within the foundation, our members participate in the development of those specifications that unlock that huge compute potential that exists in all of those. So we have things like programmers reference manual working groups, system architecture specification, runtime, and then even interoperability between different sets of vendors as major focuses. So when you join the foundation, you participate in the development of those standards and making that, you know, huge computing capability a reality for all of the various customers.
Now, you recently announced new developments in the heterogeneous architecture from Northeastern University. Can you tell us more about those developments?
Right. Yeah. So, you know, characterizing the performance even of just a desktop, even within the same kind of processor family, is difficult. So now imagine if you have systems of different processors and you want to get a feel for the performance of that kind of system. So on top of that, we sort of recently released a version 1.1 of our specifications, and we kind of looked at this as the first 2 years of the foundation were about getting the hardware right. How do you get these different processors to talk efficiently with each other? The next 2 years were about getting the software right. How do you program that and make it easy for developers? And recently, we've been focused on proving our solution is efficient. And this is where Northeastern comes in. They developed a set of benchmarks called HeteroMark, specifically for comparing heterogeneous systems. Heterogeneous meaning, again, CPU plus all these other types of processors. And they had expertise in a lot of areas, but that benchmark includes things from signal processing, machine learning, you know, neural networks, and big data analytics. So they really helped in the development of the comparison of these types of systems.
Dr. Glossner, any particular reason why you selected Northeastern for this partnership?
So Northeastern is a fantastic world-renowned university, and David Cayley's computer architecture group was uniquely qualified to work on these benchmarks. They have a history of doing heterogeneous architecture simulators. They focus on GPU and high-performance computing. They have experience with many processors all aggregated in the same system. And then they have actually also interest in the same focus application areas that the foundation has beachhead kind of interest in, which, you know, include neural networks, machine learning, security, embedded systems for, you know, autos and cell phones and these kind of things.
And that certainly explains it right there. Today we are joined by Dr. John Glossner, president of HSA, or the Heterogeneous System Architecture, a nonprofit whose goal is making programming for parallel computing easy and pervasive here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, will the foundation also be developing relationships with other key research universities worldwide? And have you identified those partnerships yet?
So Northeastern is our first center of excellence, and we're really proud to be associated with them and look forward to continuing future research with them. We do have a number of planned enhancements for the current version of the specifications that we're working on. That includes things like FPGA support, specific programming models and memory management for supporting future C++ standards, and debugging these things across, you know, all of different types of processors, having a unified view of that. And so because of that, and because they're research areas, we do have active research with a number of universities, and I'm very happy to say that additional centers of excellence will be announced in the very near future.
Also, which industry constituents might be interested in the HSA Foundation's work?
So we have members from all the verticals of the semiconductor computer industry. We have chip providers building heterogeneous systems. We have tool providers supporting the programming of those heterogeneous systems. And we have applications programmers, which are developing the end user kind of applications, you know, the neural network, machine learning, and automotive things. So all of this kind of broad array of semiconductor computer industry companies might have an interest in joining and participating in the development of the HSA Foundation specifications.
If you would get into how the HSA Foundation development process works, that would be very helpful for the listener.
So we are organized into working groups. The working groups develop the specifications. They're later openly published on our website. You can download them. They're not restricted just to members, but the members themselves contribute to that development. Sometimes the working groups will implement a specification themselves. Occasionally, working groups will outsource the implementation of certain aspects. So being HSA conformant and developing those conformance tests is an example of that. If it requires kind of something that is not immediately knowable, more like a research problem, then that's generally where we participate with universities, and we'll give a problem to them and ask them to evaluate and investigate and figure out if it's appropriate, you know, for future implementation. And then once the working groups decide that they've met the goal of the particular version of the specification, they vote on it, we publish them, and then anyone can download, use, and look at them.
So, Dr. Glossner, how does one get involved, and what is the criteria for being accepted into the foundation?
So foundation membership is open to any company. There's no criteria. You just have to decide that you want to be a member of the foundation. We have various levels from academic to contributor all the way through board level, but there's no restriction. Any company can join, and it's welcome to all.
And that is certainly good news. Where can listeners get more information on the foundation?
So the best place to start is our website, which is hsafoundation.com. And in addition to membership information, you'll also find technology overviews, technology webcasts, links to tools and blog posts and news and other information concerning the foundation.
Once again, Dr. Glossner, we certainly do appreciate your time. Continued success to you and the foundation, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much.
And the pleasure was certainly ours. We have been speaking with Dr. John Glossner, president of HSA, or the Heterogeneous System Architecture, a nonprofit whose goal is making programming for parallel computing easy and pervasive. And for more information and for contact, simply visit HSAFoundation.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.